Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Yungizo Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment on the Halachos of Chametz on Pesach. What I just wanted to discuss for a few moments, I believe this is being played on Erev Pesach in the year 5776, is a little bit how Mechiras Chametz actually works. For many people, they sell their Chametz. When they meet with the rabbi, it's really not correct. The rabbi does not buy your chametz. Your local Orthodox rabbi is far too intelligent to buy chametz from you hours before Pesach. It's not a desirable purchase for a rabbi or for any Jew for that matter. What you're doing is you're appointing your rabbi as your proxy to sell the chametz on your behalf. Now, it is true that there's an act of kinyan, what we would translate as an act of transaction, that we traditionally do with the rabbi, which is called chalipin. But that, as with many things, sometimes the act of kinyan, so many of us, it's like picking up a handkerchief or a cell phone or something, an act of kinyan sometimes is not a means of purchase, but a means of showing that one is serious about what they're saying. So you come to the rabbi and you either give him some document or you add your name to a list or your address to a list, whatever, and you're saying, you're my proxy to sell the chametz on my behalf, but I'm not just saying that you're my proxy. I want to do an act with you to show that I really mean it. And in halacha, chalipin, the thing with handing over a handkerchief or holding a handkerchief together is one of the methods for that. But you're appointing your rabbi as your proxy to sell the chametz. As we mentioned earlier in the series, as of an hour before halachic midday or halachic hour before midday, a Jew is prohibited from owning chametz. The rabbi needs to sell the chametz to a non-Jew on your behalf before that time comes. So in many Pesach bulletins, it will say the chametz will be sold by such and such a time, which is normally a little bit before the rabbinically prohibited time to own chametz. Because if you own the chametz at the rabbinically prohibited time, first of all, you have a problem. You have a rabbinic obligation to destroy all the chametz in your house. And second of all, once that time has passed, there are actually technical difficulties with even selling that chametz on your behalf anymore for reasons we won't get into right now. So the rabbi, and many times a number of rabbis get together and sell the chametz on their congregants' behalves to a non-Jew before Pesach, before the prohibited moment, which is sometime Erev Pesach morning normally. There, by the way, is a famous question. Let's say you have a person who is going to be in Israel for Pesach. So if they're going to be in Israel for Pesach, so that means that the prohibited time for them is earlier. So can a rabbi sell the chametz on their behalf, the chametz here in America, on the owner's behalf after the time that the owner is already prohibited from owning chametz? Does that work? Is it based on the time of the owner, or is it based on the time where the chametz is located? It's a famous, famous question. You could imagine it going either way. Maybe it's a question if you have somebody who lives in Israel, who's visiting the States for Pesach. So maybe there's a problem with selling their chametz in Israel right before the prohibition begins. A common practice among many rabbis is they actually sell the chametz a day early, so they actually do an earlier sale of chametz for people either going to Israel or have chametz in Israel because of this question. A very important thing with selling the chametz is in your homes, you should be setting aside the area that the chametz is located. It should be marked off in some way, tape, a sheet, something. And there's two benefits in that. One is it's a reminder to you not to eat that chametz if you get up at 2:30 in the morning. But the other is you are saying that you have nothing to do with this chametz. This chametz, and not only do you have nothing to do with this chametz, you have nothing to do with the location in which the chametz is found. So if there's a chametz shelf or a chametz pantry or a chametz room, however broad the bubble is, what you're actually saying to the non-Jew is, I have no responsibility on any of this, and I'm setting aside the location for you. So that's something to keep in mind. If you don't want to check a certain room in your house, you say, you know what, whatever chametz in there, I'm just going to sell. That's fine. But the way the sale of chametz works is you're having the rabbi say to the non-Jew that if that non-Jew shows up at your house on Pesach and they want to come and get their chametz, actually, that entire room that you didn't want to check is designated for the non-Jews' use. So whatever expanse of the bubble that the chametz is in, that you're selling the chametz in that spot, you're not selling the room, you're selling the chametz, but you're saying that the use of that area, you're giving over to the non-Jew. That's how that works. There's a lot more to talk about, but we're holding by Yom Tov. So I want to wish everyone a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. I do want to thank very much Reuven Mizrahi for helping with the recordings, for doing the recordings, and Nechemyah Mann and the Yad Yehuda organization for all of his help with disseminating these recordings. Again, everyone should have a wonderful Yom Tov. Take care. Thank you very much.